Hello, and welcome back to Mentally Queening. Today, I'm going to read an excerpt from The Mindful 20-something by Holly B. Rogers. So I'm going to read the back of the book. The back of the book says, "This is your life, don't miss it." So this is a book about self-help. Your 20s are about finding out who you really are, but between work, relationships, and planning for the future, you may feel like you're being pulled in a dozen different directions. The key to making the most of these transformative years is learning to be fully present in the moment, in good times and bad. So how can you stay grounded when life is rushing by? This mindful guide offers a unique approach for navigating your 20s with clarity and confidence. You'll learn to tackle stress, gain a healthier perspective, get in touch with what really matters to you, and make important life decisions guided by self-knowledge and understanding. Most importantly, you'll discover mindfulness techniques to manage life's day-to-day challenges from a calm, balanced center, a useful skill at any age. So I'm going to read the first page of chapter one, and the title of the chapter is "This is Your Life, Don't Miss It." What are you waiting for? To get past the next test or finish the semester? To graduate? To find the right job or make more money? To lose 10 pounds or bench press 200 pounds? To find the perfect life partner? Our lives are a freaking miracle, but if we don't wake up and pay attention, we are liable to miss much of the thrill of our time-limited ride on this beautiful planet. If you frequently have thoughts that begin, "As soon as this is over, I will start, ... then you are in the habit of pushing your full engagement in life off into some foggy, distant future. You are in good company. Almost everyone does this to some degree. Young adults are particularly prone to this. Because your focus is in your late teens and 20s is on constructing the foundation for the rest of your life, it's natural to dwell on what life will look like. Even though much of the activity of your current life seems to be..." "...in preparation for your future life, the only life you actually have is the one happening right this very second. As one of the students in my mindfulness class says, I realize that if I am not really living in the present now, what makes me think I'll start doing it in the future? Excellent question. Maybe now is the best time to change this habit. Many people go through life as if they can only relax and enjoy things once all the external factors, i.e. jobs, relationships, finances, are just the way they want them. If this is your perspective, I invite you to challenge that belief. For one thing, the future that you are waiting for will never arrive. There will always be one more thing to complete or accomplish before you get, quote-unquote, there. For another thing, the external factors of your life don't determine your happiness as much as you think they do. We all believe if we had the best body or the hottest lover, made the most money or had the highest GRE score, then we'd be happy. But for how long? Not very long, as it turns out. Our victories don't generally keep us satisfied for long because it's not the circumstances of our lives that primarily determine our happiness. In fact, the actual circumstances of our lives have relatively little to do with our general level of happiness. Instead, it is largely the way we think about and relate to the events of our lives that influence whether we live with great satisfaction or intense suffering. Getting clear on this particular misconception has the potential to significantly improve your life. You probably know someone or are someone who seems to have everything he or she could possibly want, but still feels miserable, dissatisfied, and worried about life a lot. We hear stories of millionaires who commit suicide, feeling great despair despite truly having every comfort available on this planet. Conversely, we've all heard of stories of individuals who have suffered horrific experiences and yet live with a great contentment. So this is a good read. I'm actually on chapter two, and I'm going to read different excerpts throughout the book that I think are important that I want to share with you. But if you get the chance, I would check out this book. Again, it is The Mindful 20-something, Life Skills to Handle Stress and Everything Else, based on the popular Koru Mindfulness Program. This book is by Holly B. Rogers, and you can find it on Amazon, eBay, or you can look it up anywhere. And then it says the book is $16.95, but you can probably find it for cheaper somewhere. So let me know if you're interested in reading this book. I'll help finding it for you. Thank you for listening. Bye.